Why wait until our parents pass away? Then we burn for them. While they are alive, buy a house for them to stay. But then, Sifu, Singapore, leh, buy a house. You go and buy, you buy yourself. You, I'm still paying off my loan. I have 20 more years to go. You ask me to go and buy another house. Okay, fair enough. Then at least let your parents stay. Yeah? Welcome them to stay. But Sifu, my house only have 3 rooms, no. I have one son or daughter. Well, I'm not sure whether it's son or daughter. Yeah. Maybe have one son, one daughter. Yeah? Each of them 1 room. Me and my wife in 1 room. Where, you know, no space. So this is the thing, you know. This is the thing. When we are young, and it's in the middle of night, when it rains and the lightning come and the thunder, we run into our parents' room. We run into the bed. If our parents say, "Where you come in? This is my our room. You go out. You go out." Okay, maybe some of you all do that. Don't tell me, okay? Yeah, our mother let us stay in her stomach for 9 to 10 months.
9 months.
9 months, 9 months. who stay inside 10 months? Those who stay inside for 10 months, you better let your mother stay. Yeah. So, ask ourselves, really don't have a space? A few things to point out here. Yeah. On one hand, we should provide for our parents. But on the other hand, as parents, we should make it easy for others to provide also. We should make it easy also. I mean, it takes two to clap. It takes two to clap. Although we are the parents, but, you know, if we make it so difficult, like this cannot, like that cannot, then, you stay yourself. You know? So we, 久病无孝子, yeah. Even if the parent is sick, yeah, children want to take care. But if the parents is sick for too long, hard for the children to maintain that piety also. Yeah. So, this is a delicate thing. How much to provide? What to provide? 全凭良心. Ask yourself, one day when our parents pass away, will we have any regrets? Within our means, we should provide, but not if the demand is unreasonable. Yeah. And what is reasonable? It depends. Yeah. I can't decide for you, but if you want, I can sit down, we can have a session. Yeah. Like for example, I told young undergrads, I tell them, if you were to give your parents 10% of your pay, and I said, fresh grad, let's say it's 3,000, 10% is 300, each father 150, mother 150, divided by 30 on average, $5 a day. What do you want your parents to do with that $5? You think about it, quite sad, $5, you know. I know some kids, even when they are in secondary school, they get more than $5 a day. Yeah, so it can be quite challenging. Yeah. So how much? It's really up to individuals. Parents, so far, are there parents who really, mother grumbling, want to squeeze you dry for money? Maybe there are. Yeah. But most parents that I know, what do they really want? They just hope that the child is well, that the child's life is okay, smooth at work, not bullied by anybody. Yeah, get married, whether son marry a daughter-in-law, or daughter marry the son-in-law, hope that they can be harmonious together. Yeah, of course, sometimes 八字不合, you know. Father-in-law, mother-in-law with the son-in-law, daughter-in-law, whoever lah. So sometimes you got to ask yourself, is it true that die die 八字穷人 have to quarrel? Is it true? It's true if we follow our feelings. It's true if we allow ourselves to just act in whatever ways to have things our way. If that night everything must be your way, then you confirm chong with everybody. Yeah. Give and take a bit lah. So don't wait until our parents pass away, then we say, oh, burn the house or then burn this, burn that. Yeah. Don't wait until they pass away, then burn the phone for them. After you burn 100 phones, you cannot call and talk to them. Yeah, while they're alive, spend time with them. This morning, I just told some students. I told them, many students ask me, Sifu, oh, I'm trying to share the Dharma with my parents. I'm trying to advise my father, my mother on this, on that. The number one question I ask them is, are you on talking terms with them? Next, do you spend time with them? If you're not on talking terms, you don't chit-chat with them, you don't spend time with them, what makes you think that they should listen to you? You ask yourself, if someone don't spend time with you, don't talk to you, basically have no interest in you, then out of the blue come here, oh, you must do this, you must do that. You think you'll bother? You think you'll care? Will you listen? 将心比心嘛, right? Same thing, right? Yeah. When we are kids, if our parents just whole day working, don't spend time with us, yeah, not interested in what we are interested in, yeah. Then our parents, first thing, the moment they see us, have you done your homework? Would we be interested to listen to them? Not interested. So likewise, yeah. We with our parents. Yeah. So then, at some point, our parents are old. They grow old. Some of our parents are already old. Some of our parents are still young. But eventually, they will grow old. Yeah. At some point, they will pass away. Take the opportunity. While our parents are still alive, spend time with them.